Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I absolutely love planning and organizing things. I take great pride in being able to control every aspect of the process and bring my vision to life. I am a stickler for efficiency and always aim to find the most effective ways to execute my plans. Everything I have helped plan has been for a joyous occasion. Weddings, baby showers, birthdays, vacations, and maybe a group rendezvous or two. It never even occurred to me that there was a dark side to planning. And our lesson today is about a man named Adolf Eichmann, who helped Hitler streamline the Holocaust by making concentration camps more efficient killing machines. So let's learn how an innocent child could grow into one of the deadliest planners in history. Magic mirror on the wall, who is the most rotten one of all? Hi, hello, and howdy, my darlings, and welcome to Rotten to the Core. I am the not-so-evil queen, Joshua Waters, and I'm thrilled to have you join my lessons. This is the history podcast where we delve into the lives and actions of some infamous figures from our past, using a magical mirror and a touch of humor to bring life to their stories. All with the mission to extract valuable lessons from their mistakes that are relevant in our lives today. Who is excited about the eclipse? I will be traveling a little south here in Indiana so I can see the totality. I bought sun chips and little thumbprint cookies that look like tiny eclipses. How cute! I have the day planned out, including snacks, roads with the least amount of traffic, and the best time to travel. I don't want to miss anything. I told ya, I love to plan. Which brings me to our lesson today. I found him when I was thinking about things that made me happy. A big daddy, fields of wildflowers, dark forests under moonlight, and planning. I wanted to know who in our past used a few of my favorite things to do rotten deeds. There's a reason I am called the not-so-evil queen. I would never use my powers to cause harm, aside from a good verbal dagger. So let's dig in deep, peer into Adolf Eichmann's festering history, and make sure that we learn from his mistakes. Adolf Otto Eichmann was born March 1906 near Cologne, Germany, into a middle-class Protestant family. His mom did die when he was a boy, and then his family moved to Austria. He also lived in Hitler's hometown in Linz, and they went to the same high school, although 17 years apart. When he was a boy, he was often made fun of by his classmates because of his appearance and complexion. They even gave him the nickname the Little Jew, and considering his later actions, it seemed that this was the worst possible insult they could have directed towards him. He was also known to be a lonely child with undeveloped social skills. Weirdo. In his teens, his father had already chopped him up to be in a lost cause, His difficult and moody attitude was a big cause of it. Well, that and he was kind of dumb. He did not do well in school. He finished the basic schooling, but then started studying mechanical engineering and failed the course and dropped it. Well, the economy was pretty shaky during the 1920s, as we all know. So he had trouble finding work. He did several odd jobs like construction and office work, and even went door to door trying to sell vacuum cleaners. Oh God, I'm having Kirby vacuum salesman flashbacks. I don't want your damn vacuum. Just please leave. It's been over an hour. Well, a family friend and local SS leader advised Eichmann to join the Austrian branch of the Nazi Party on April 1, 1932. By 1934, he was serving as an SS corporal at Dachau concentration camp. He requested a transfer to avoid military training and service at Dachau. His request was granted and he was assigned to the sub-office of Freemasons. He was then assigned to the Jewish department and tasked with collecting information on all the prominent Jews. It also sparked his interest in their community. From there, he researched all aspects of Jewish culture. He went to their neighborhoods, taking notes, learned all about Zionism and how to speak Hebrew, and some Yiddish. Eventually, he considered himself an expert on Jewish affairs. You know, I've noticed a trend with SS members we have covered in our past lessons. It seems that a lot of Nazis were below average, unextraordinary men, who I think saw joining Hitler as a way to be greater than they ever could. An entire force made up of people destined to be mediocre, but emboldened by camaraderie and shared hatred. That just proves how dangerous hatred can get, especially in large quantities. Well, Eichmann then came to the attention of Heinrich Himmler, one of our past lessons, who appointed him to head the newly created Scientific Museum of Jewish Affairs. Adolf was then tasked with investigating possible solutions to the Jewish question. In March of 1938, when the Nazis took over Austria, Adolf was sent to Vienna, where he established a central office for Jewish immigration. The sole authority of this office was to issue permits to Jews who were desperately looking to leave Austria. However, the office became involved in extorting wealth in exchange for safe passage. Nearly 100,000 Austrian Jews were able to get out, but they all had to turn over all their worldly possessions. In 1939, Adolf got another promotion in the newly established Reich Main Security Office. There, he was responsible for enforcing Nazi policies towards the Jewish population in Germany and all occupied territories, and he held that position until the end of the war. Something that he would downplay later on during his trial. He literally tried to tell the court that he had no power at all and only did monotonous office work. Ugh! The gall, the nerve, the gumption. In July 1940, Adolf presented his Madagascar plan, which was laid out to deport European Jews to the island of Madagascar, up to 1 million prisoners a year. Yes, you heard that right. His plan was to ship Jews to Madagascar and let them fend for themselves. The thing was, though, after some thought, he realized that all of the Jews would likely die there because of lack of food, water, and shelter. And, oh, I don't know, the survival skills of Bear Gillis. The Madagascar idea ended up being the lesser of two evils, though. Because they realized, since they were going to ship people to an island to die, they came up with a streamlined version of it in concentration death camps. In Poland, which had the largest Jewish population in Europe, Eichmann ordered the Jews to be rounded up and forced into ghettos and labor camps. The ghettos were all chosen based on their proximity to railway junctions, pending the future final goal regarding the Jews. The Nazis also ordered the establishment of Jewish administrative councils within the ghettos to implement their policies and decrees. Hitler had ordered the physical extermination of all Jews. And under the supervision of Eichmann, SS groups in occupied areas of the Soviet Union now turned their full attention to the mass murder of Jews. Leaders would keep highly detailed daily records, and there were even competitions of who could post the highest numbers. In the first year of the Nazi occupation of Soviet territory, over 300,000 Jews were murdered. At that time, during the war, Jews were killed in mass executions, where they were stripped of all possessions, including clothes, lined up, and shot as they were pushed into a ditch. During his trial after the war, Eichmann said the execution ditch had been covered over with dirt, but blood was gushing out of the ground like a geyser due to the pressure from the bodily gases of the deceased.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Can you just imagine that Adolf Eichmann thought he could just run away after the war and avoid paying for crimes such as that? Well, wait until you find out how he was caught. It's the cherry on top of the justice sundae. The method of mass murder was so barbaric and gruesome to witness that Heinrich Himmler nearly fainted once when he saw one. After that, Himmler ordered more humane methods to be found. That's when the Nazis turned their attention to gassing, which had already started on a smaller scale. The first gas chambers were mobile gas vans. They had sealed compartments in the backs, into which the engine fumes were fed, causing death by carbon monoxide. In January 1942, Adolf Eichmann helped organize, along with the help of 15 Nazi bureaucrats, plan the extermination of the entire Jewish population of Europe and the Soviet Union, estimated at over 11 million people. Eichmann's sole purpose now became what they called the final solution. He took on a leading role in the deportation of Jews from every corner of Europe to be taken to concentration camps. Some of the gas chambers were huge. One of them was disguised as a shower room and could hold up to 2,000 people at one time. See what I mean about using planning for evil purposes? Just imagine how you might sit down and brainstorm an idea for one of your own problems. Now picture that, but the problem is how to kill as many people as possible in the most efficient way. That was the life of Adolf Eichmann. Just the pure evil that was in his heart for Jews that made his job seem normal to him. Heartbreaking. Adolf Eichmann took a keen interest in Auschwitz from its founding, and even visited there on numerous occasions. He even helped select the site for the gas chambers and approved the use of Zyklon B, which was an insecticidal fumigant. By the end of June 1944, half of the Jews in Hungary arrived at Auschwitz. I know this is one of our harder episodes, and as always, I want to assure you that you are in a safe place. I don't like to skip or sugarcoat the truly rotten things that people have done. Hearing these horrible things that real people have done actually empowers me to find my own strength. If I ever see someone discriminating, being mean, or trying to cause harm to someone, I quickly think of the rotten people in all of our lessons. And with my fight response, I go to help defend and protect whoever may need it. I refuse to be someone who just stands by and witnesses something bad happening. And as someone with anxiety and a dislike for confrontation, that is the greatest lesson I've learned doing this podcast. In August 1944, Eichmann reported to Himmler that 4 million Jews had died in death camps, and that an estimated 2 million had been killed by mobile units. All thanks, in part, to Adolf Eichmann. By the end of 1944, Himmler ordered Eichmann to cease deportations. However, Eichmann ignored this and had another 50,000 Hungarian Jews rounded up and forced on an 8-day death march. He was literally told to stop killing people, ignored it, and killed another 50,000 people on top of the millions already. Following the surrender of Nazi Germany in May of 1945, Adolf Eichmann was arrested and confined to an American internment camp, but managed to get out because his name was not yet known. We literally had him in our hands and let him go because the paperwork hadn't reached them yet. Then in 1950, with the help of the SS Underground, he fled to Argentina. He lived there under the name of Ricardo Clement and worked as a government contractor and eventually for Mercedes-Benz. Then after a few years, his wife and son joined him there, and they all stayed there for 10 years. That was until Israeli Mossad agents abducted him on May 11, 1960. How he was caught is like something out of a movie. And it was all due to one of his sons who had been dating the daughter of a survivor of the Holocaust. For some strange reason, his son told his girlfriend that his father had worked for Hitler and was in charge of helping to kill all the Jews. To his girlfriend, whose father had just escaped the Holocaust. While his son's inherited stupidity turned out to be a godsend, because his girlfriend, of course, told her father, who informed the Israeli agents. 8 men were sent to Argentina to take Adolf by force. 2 of the men trailed him as he walked home one evening on May 11th. And as he was walking, an agent came up to him asking for a cigarette, and then they jumped him. One of the men was even a black belt and hit him with a knockout blow before they all threw him in the back of a car. I'm just picturing an old man sitting on his porch nearby, just in shock, seeing that happen. You know, mouth agape and stunned, not knowing what just happened. Y'all see that? Eichmann was then taken to a safe house, stripped naked, and interrogated. And once they saw his SS tattoo that he had badly tried to remove, they knew they had him. He then went on trial in Jerusalem for crimes against the Jewish people, crimes against humanity, and war crimes. During the 4 months of the trial, over 100 witnesses testified against him. When he took the stand, he tried to use the defense that he was just obeying orders. Why me? He asked. Why not the local policemen? Thousands of them. They would have been shot if they had refused to round up the Jews for the death camps. Why not hang them for not wanting to be shot? Why me? Everybody killed the Jews. Adolf Eichmann was found guilty on all counts, sentenced to death, and hanged in prison on May 31st, 1962. a fellow Nazi reported Eichmann once said. He would leap laughing into the grave because the feeling that he had 5 million people on his conscience would be for him a source of extraordinary satisfaction. Adolf Eichmann was a skinny, little, slew-footed man with the nose of a witch. And with his actions and crimes against the world, I dub him rotten to the core. I learned from him that even the most unremarkable people are still capable of some remarkably rotten things. He had an uneventful childhood and didn't seem to experience any scarring traumas. All it took was a little seed of hate, and he fed it into a far-spreading root of evil. That brings us to the end of our lesson today, my darlings. Let's cleanse ourselves, and I'll let you be off on your next adventure. Just take a deep breath and ground yourself in the here and now. May my mind, body, and spirit communicate clearly, allowing me to live in harmony with myself and those around me. Let any negative thoughts within me fade away, leaving only positivity and love. May I move forward with clarity in alignment with my highest self, allowing ease and flow to guide me toward my greatest desires. May I always remember that I am in constant connection and co-creation with Source. So be it. Thank you for supporting Rotten to the Core. Let's catch up again next week. In the meantime, be happy, find peace, and don't hurt anyone. I would love to hear what you thought about Adolf Eichmann and what lessons you learned from him on any one of my socials. If you enjoy Rotten to the Core, please follow me on Instagram or join me on Patreon. Both of those are at It's Rotten to the Core. My TikTok is at Rotten in History. And if you like Rotten to the Core, check out my other podcast, Mystery Inc., that I do with my older brother Shane and our friend, producer Kim. We also have a Facebook group called Shane and Josh's Rabbit Hole, where we can have some more fun. It was lovely spending time with you today. Have a fantastic week, my darlings. Enjoy the eclipse. Bye.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.